Hey everyone, I am going to be playing a game called Perilous Marathon. This is basically an endless runner type of game where you're moving constantly and you have to dodge obstacles. You can get this from ims-productions.com. It does cost, I want to say, about $10, so it's up to you if you want to buy it. I bought it when it was on sale for like $5. Yeah, it's a decent time waster. What I find cool about this one is it runs both on macOS and Windows, so I'm going to be playing the macOS version of this. I'll be running this on a 2013 MacBook Air running macOS Big Sur. And one thing to note before you run this for the first time, you will have to open it from the context menu. So right now I'm in my applications folder. If I down arrow
photo booth.app application
and then up arrow
perilous marathon.app application.
Let me actually slow this down a little bit.
Rate 50%, 45% list view table perilous marathon.app application March 10th, 2021 at 7:59 a.m. 57 megabytes application selected.
So by default, when you try to open this, macOS won't let you because it's not signed with a developer ID thing. I don't know what they call that anymore, but it's not signed with a developer thing from Apple. So what you have to do is you have to open the context menu with VO Shift M. So that could be Caps Lock or Control Option.
Menu.
And you have to go to open.
Open.
And you only have to do that for the first time, but I'm going to do it here.
List view table. Perilous marathon.app application.
So this is going to launch and we'll hear the intro. Now, when you first load this.
Perilous marathon. Perilous marathon. Perilous 1.61 window.
Okay, so I just stopped that. Basically, we are in the main menu. The arrow keys move through the menu. Enter chooses options. It's your average audio game menu. It does tell you when you first load this to turn off voiceover.
Voiceover off.
So I'm going to turn off voiceover.
Enter. Start game.
So we have start game.
Enter the shop.
Enter the shop.
View scoreboard. Test your speakers. Options. Get help. Redownload message of the day. Perilous Marathon has been ran a total of 9,145 times on this platform. Exit game.
So a lot of those I'd say are pretty easy to understand.
Start game.
You can also use home and end to jump to the top.
Start game.
To jump to the top and bottom of the menu.
Exit game. Start game.
Page up and page down. Turn the music up and down. Let's turn the music down a little bit.
Enter the shop.
There is a shop in this game where you can buy items. I'll demonstrate this after we go through a run.
View scoreboard.
The scoreboard. This lets you look at the scoreboard online.
Test your speakers.
Let's run a test of the speakers here.
You will hear these sounds on your left ear. Now you will hear these sounds in your right ear. Welcome. Right. Arrows move in this menu. Page up or page down raise or lower the music. Return activates the selected option. Start game.
Yeah, so this is the game running on the Mac, which is really cool. And there's no need to use Wine or any kind of emulation. It just works.
Enter the shop. View scoreboard. Test your speakers. Options.
Let's go into options.
Options menu. Use the standard keys to navigate this menu. Change display name.
So you can change your name that's used on the scoreboard.
Select number of scores to view on the scoreboard. Currently set to 10.
Yep, this lets you view a certain number of scores on the scoreboard.
Disable logo at startup.
I'm going to actually turn this off because I don't want to hear that chime.
Options menu. Change. Select. Enable logo at startup. Save registration information for safekeeping.
If you register the game, you can back up your information. So if I hit enter.
Your information was saved to a file called pm_registration.txt in your documents folder.
pm_registration.txt.
Options menu. Under use documents. The standard keys to navigate this menu. Change. Enable logo at start. Save registration information for safekeeping. Clear data.
You can clear your data and start over.
Go back.
Or go back.
Welcome. Arrows. Enter the shop. Start game.
So.
View scoreboard.
Let me show you the scoreboard real quick.
Viewing the top 8 scores.
I'm going to hit down arrow.
In position 1, Radio Rob scored 662 points. They made it to level 7. They survived for 3 minutes and 20 seconds. They earned a total of 338 coins in this game. They avoided 22 bombs. They avoided 19 blades. They jumped over 12 hazards. They walked 447 steps in the game. They jumped 70 times. They smashed their way through 10 walls. They destroyed 36 boulders. They unlocked 9 gates.
Now the speech rate is a little fast, and you can't adjust that until you actually begin playing.
Welcome. Arrows, enter, test, options, get help.
Get help, this opens the manual.
Redownload message of the day.
In your browser, you can redownload the message of the day. Let's do that.
Hello everyone. I just wanted to let you all know that moving forward, all orders for Perilous Marathon will be processed automatically. If you do not receive your confirmation email, please do not hesitate to reach out at ivan@ims-productions.com.
And if you hit enter, you can go back to the main menu.
Welcome. Enter. Start game.
So let's actually start playing this.
1, 2, 3.
Go.
So.
Game paused. Press P to unpause or escape to cancel the game.
I just paused the game with P. Let me go over a quick list of the keystrokes that you'll need to know. Left and right will cause you to turn, which is useful when you need to throw rocks. R will cause you to toss a rock in the direction in which you're facing. You'll need to throw rocks at walls that you are approaching, as well as rocks that come up from behind you and try to kill you. Which reminds me,
resume.
Let me actually exit.
Welcome.
Out of here.
Test option, get help. Help menu, 2 items available. Read the online manual.
Right, so this lets you read the manual. It launches it in your browser.
Sound tutorial.
We are going to go through the sound tutorial before I forget.
Use your standard menu keys to browse and hear descriptions of sounds, and press return to hear the focused sound. Collectible item.
This is the sound for an item. Let me turn the music down a little bit.
Swinging blade.
That's a blade. You want to jump over those or run past them when they're not moving, or else you'll get killed.
A bomb falls from the sky.
That's a bomb. Those will take away points.
A boulder is approaching you.
Those are rocks that you have to take out.
A boulder is destroyed by a rock. Locked gate.
This is a gate that you'll have to pass.
You open a door. You run into a door. You pass a barrier. You level up, its pitch is higher as you level your character. Electricity hole.
That's a pit of electricity that you want to jump over.
A fire pit is nearby. A lava pit is nearby.
That doesn't make a sound for some reason.
Wall indicator, its pitch is higher as you are closer to a wall.
So with the walls, you have to hit them with rocks before you run into them. And that's it, so I'm going to hit escape.
Help menu. Welcome. Enter the start game.
So let's actually play this.
1, 2, 3.
Go.
So, alright, S will check your score.
Current score, 0 points and are level 1. You need 25 more points to reach level 2.
That's a bomb that just took away some points. As I said, left and right will make you turn.
Slow down.
Well, actually, they don't seem to be. I'm gonna jump with the up arrow.
Current score, minus 9 points and are level 1. You need 34 more points to reach level 2.
This is a pit, so you'll hear. Throw some rocks at the boulder.
Game over. Ooh. You survived for 26 seconds. You were smashed to pieces by a boulder. You scored 32 points and made it to level 2.
So, let's enter.
You earned 18 coins for your performance. Would you like to see stats for this game? Yes. You jumped over 2 hazards. You walked 64 steps in the game. You jumped 3 times.
So I'm just pressing enter to go through the various pieces of information here.
You destroyed 4 boulders. Sorry, but you did not score higher than 75 points, so your score is not eligible to be posted to the scoreboard. Welcome, and start game.
So basically what was happening there, was a pit that I had to jump over. There were some rocks that got me.
One,
go.
Get into more obstacles as we continue. I'm going to hit F2.
Speech rate set to 285%. Speech rates, warp box. Speech rate set to 285%. Speech rate set to 250%.
Oop.
Speech rate set to 285%.
It should be hopefully reasonably at a decent rated speech. So I'm going to jump.
Boulder storm.
That was a boulder storm off to my left. Throw some rocks to the left. This is a gate up to my right, so I'm going to start hitting the space bar.
Coin.
And I got a coin. Now S will check your score.
Current score, 40 points and are level 2. You need 20 more points to reach level 3.
As you will notice, your character gets faster and faster. T will check your time.
You have been playing for 57 seconds.
The demo, I believe, limits you to playing for about 5 minutes. So you do have ample time to test this game out before choosing
slow down
whether you want to buy it. Okay.
Current score. Coin.
There's a coin.
98 coins.
C will check your coins. Coins are used in the shop, which we'll get to in just a second. So I'm going to jump over that pit.
Coin.
Just with the up arrow. You can also hit down arrow to duck, which will cause your character to stop moving.
Warp box.
Which is useful for, I believe, the horses, which are another obstacle. And as we get to more obstacles, I will try to explain
warp box.
Warp boxes.
Game over.
Oh. Game over. You survived for 1 minute and 55 seconds. You fell into an electricity hole. You scored 53 points and made it to level 2.
And this is why I shouldn't be talking, because I should be paying attention. Warp boxes will transport you, I believe, 100 squares in either direction. I don't find them very useful.
You earned 28 coins for your performance. Would you like to see stats for this game? Yes, no.
No.
Sorry, but you did not. Welcome. Start game.
Let's try this again.
What?
Go.
Hit enter to skip the countdown thing. And we're going to start over. Oop. And I didn't quite jump fast enough to
extra points.
Avoid the bomb there. So when bombs fall, they will take away points. And you need points to get levels. And I keep getting hit by bombs, but that's okay. Just making sure I'm in front of the microphone.
Trapped.
This is a trap item, which means I'm stuck and I can't move for about 5 seconds. There's a coin.
Coin.
Jump over that. So I can only last in this game for about 2 minutes, maybe 3. But we'll see how far I go.
Trapped.
Oh, and I can't move right now.
There's extra points.
And some more points. So far it's pretty easy, but it will get harder. Alright, that's a gate, so hit the space bar.
Coin.
And it's okay to press it
extra points
a bunch of times, because you would rather press it and clear it than not press it.
Coin.
And get hit. Or rather run into the gate. Oop, now I'm going faster.
You have been playing for 1 minute and 52 seconds. Bomb storm. Coin.
It's a bunch of bombs. Alright, that's a wall.
Bomb storm. Game over. You survived for 2 minutes and 22 seconds. You were sent to hell to burn. You scored 222 points and made it to level 5.
Yeah, I fell into a fire pit.
You earned 116 coins for your performance. Would you like to see stats for this game? Yes.
Why not? Let's look at the stats.
You avoided 24 bombs. You jumped over 9 hazards. You walked 485 steps in the game. You jumped 13 times. You smashed your way through 4 walls. You destroyed 2 boulders. You unlocked 21 gates. Post score to the scoreboard? Yes.
Let's try it.
Congratulations. Your score made it to the top 10. Your position is 6. Welcome. Enter view scoreboard.
Oh, cool. So let me check my score on the scoreboard.
Viewing the top 8 in position 1, in position 5, in position 6, Maul Paul score 216 points, in position 7, Maul Paul score, in position 5, Maul Paul score, in position 8, Michael score 79 points. Welcome, and start game.
That might be bugged. I'm not sure why it's not doing it, or why it's not going to show me my score. Anyway, let's go to the shop.
Enter the shop. Select an item to purchase. You currently have 248 coins. Bomb for 25 coins. Description: a bomb will fall from the sky when this item is activated and will knock out any live animals and will destroy objects near it, such as blades.
Alright, so you can buy items that will help you during your journey.
Warp box for 50 coins. Description: this is a small vest-like contraption with a box on the left shoulder outline. When these are activated, you will warp back 10 tiles.
Okay, so it warps you back 10 tiles? Yeah, I'm not sure why you'd want that.
Defuser for 100 coins. Description: these small devices will defuse bombs with an 8-tile radius.
Okay.
Extra life for 200 coins. Description: we all die because that's part of life and death is of course inevitable. One of these high-tech devices will protect you from dying once after activating. Neutralizer for 1,000 coins. Description: these state-of-the-art devices will set you back quite a bit of money, but these will blast anything on the board within 100 tiles away.
Now those are very useful, but they are also very, very expensive.
Go back.
I'm gonna buy an extra life.
Extra life for 200 coins. Congratulations! You bought extra life. Your new coin balance is 48. Anything else, Chris? Yes, I'm good for now.
So I'm going to down arrow to that.
Moving on.
And
press
enter
to continue. Welcome. Start game.
So let's play this again, and this time I'm going to use my extra life. So you do have an inventory, and to go through it, you hit tab and shift tab.
1.
Go. Extra life, 1. Warp box, 1. Extra life, 1. Warp box, 1. Extra life, 1.
And you hit enter to activate that.
Warp box, 1. Warp box, 1.
So now that I have activated my extra life, if I die...
Defuser. Defuser, 1.
Oh, sweet. And I got a diffuser.
Current score, 25 points and are level 2. You need 25 more. Boulder Storm. Coin. Coin. Defuser.
This game does require you.
Coin.
So, those are some blades.
Extra life.
Game over.
Game over. You survived for 1 minute and 14 seconds.
So,
you were sliced by a blade. You scored 232 points and made it to level 5.
Yeah, that wasn't the greatest run. But as you saw there, I lost a life. It kept me going.
You earned 121 coins for your performance. Would you like to see? Yes, no. Post score. Yes, no. Welcome. And start game.
Let's do one more run, and then I think I'll call this quits, because at this point, you should have the idea of how this game works. There are a bunch of obstacles. We've come across most of them.
I think
if I get far enough, there are horses that you have to duck and wait until they go past. There are chasms. Throw a rock at that. Get rid of the rock. Alright. And what's nice is all the challenges are randomized.
Defuser. Coin. Warp box. Defuser. 2.
We've got 2 diffusers.
Warp box. 1. Defuser. 2. 173 coins.
Now, what you could conceivably do is accumulate a bunch of coins and buy a bunch of lives, which would then potentially enable you to go much further.
Coin. Current score, 37 points and are level 2. You need 22 more points to reach level 3. Extra points.
Let's just keep going here.
Extra points.
And take that off. There's the wall. Let me throw rocks at it.
Coin. Like that.
Get rid of those rocks and
found sword.
Trying to jump the bomb. I like this game because it's different.
Defuser. Defuser. Coin. Boulder sword.
Oh, crap.
Game over. You survived for 2 minutes and 19 seconds. You smacked face first into that door. You scored 349 points and made it to level 6. You earned 180 coins for your performance. Would you like to see stats for this game? Yes, no, post score to this. Yes. Congratulations. Your score made it to the top 10. Your position is 3. Welcome. Enter. View scoreboard.
Let's check the scoreboard again.
Viewing the top 9 scores. In position 1, Radio Rob. In position 2, Ivan score 3. In position 3, Chris score 349 points. They made it to level 6. They survived for 2 minutes and 19 seconds. They earned a total of 180 coins in this game. They avoided 13 bombs. They avoided 8 blades. They jumped over 8 hazards. They walked 439 steps in the game. They jumped 19 times. They smashed their way through 11 walls. They destroyed 10 boulders. They unlocked 17 gates. In position 4, in position 3, Chris scored 349 points. Welcome. Enter the shop.
Which I think that might copy it to the clipboard. Let me check.
Perilous. Exit game.
I'm gonna quit. Oh, and I don't know if I talked about this or not, but...
Perilous Marathon has been ran a total of 9,146 times on this platform.
That just tracks how many times the game has been run by random people.
Exit game.
Not sure why that's there, but whatever. Let me see if that copies the score info to the clipboard, though. I'm going to turn on...
Voiceover on Finder.
Voiceover.
Close window. Macintosh HD. Volume.
And we're going to go Spotlight. Into text edit.
Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD. Text edit. Untitled. Window. Edit text. Has keyboard focus.
No, I guess it does not. Okay.
Finder. Desktop.
So, yeah, that is Perilous Marathon. It's a decent time waster. It might be worth paying for if you're into those types of games. I think it's cool and it's different and it's not just a hack and slash type of thing. It can actually be quite challenging. But yeah, so that's about it. It's really easy to pick up and play, but it's actually quite challenging when you get into it. But anyway, that's going to do it for me. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. As always, leave your comments, questions, and things like that. And you guys take care.